Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams will be back in court this Wednesday, but his lawyers are already taking legal actions to try to throw out the case.
The mayor's lawyers say there is no case. They filed court papers asking for a dismissal of the charges. Five counts in a federal indictment accusing the mayor of bribery, conspiracy, wire fraud, and soliciting campaign donations from foreign nationals. His attorney, Alex Spiro, argues that the favors the government contends the mayor did for the Turkish government don't rise to the level of an illegal quid pro quo. Prosecutors say Adams took lavish trips on Turkish National Airlines, stayed in luxury hotels they arranged, and accepted other perks, and then leaned on the fire department to skip certain safety protocols to open the Turkish consulate on time. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The clock is ticking on the possibility of thousands of dock workers going on strike all the way from Maine to Texas. The two sides haven't met since June, and there are no talks scheduled ahead of tonight's midnight deadline for a strike. Governor Hochul, meantime, is updating reporters on preparations in the state for a potential port strike. Police are investigating after two men were hit and killed by subway trains in separate incidents this morning in Brooklyn. In the first, a man was hit and killed by a C train just after 3:30 this morning at the Rockaway Avenue station in Bed-Stuy. Then, just a few hours later, a 41-year-old man was hit and killed by an N train while walking on the tracks near the new Utrecht station in Borough Park. No word yet on how the victim ended up on the tracks or whether any kind of foul play was involved. A man who served more than two decades behind bars in the killing of a former NYPD officer has had his conviction formally thrown out.
Wearing a cap that read, "End of an error," Sing Sing actor John Adrian J.J. Velasquez pumped his fist in the air and hugged his mother and two sons, one who was just 5 weeks old when his father was convicted.
He only knows his father because I took them every week to visit, every single week.
Until today, the legal system considered Velasquez a convicted killer.
Even though I spent 27 years wrongfully convicted, I asked myself, who am I? I'm a man who was freed only because of a documentary, several podcasts, a movie, and a book.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg said new physical evidence proved the now 48-year-old's innocence. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Velasquez had been released from prison in September of 2021 after being granted clemency by then-Governor Cuomo. Well, if you're a mom who's had trouble at work because of child care problems, it'll be no surprise to you, you're part of a pretty big club in New York City. A new study from Columbia University and the anti-poverty group Robinhood says about half of working mothers have reported disruptions over the last year, including a move from full-time to part-time, the declining of promotions, or even not working at all because they can't find reliable care for their kids. And it seems the effect is more than just frustration. The study also says that mothers who faced work disruptions are 1.5 times more likely to have problems affording food, housing, or medical needs.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.